Pitching Your Ideas and Yourself, written by Harry T. Roman, IEEE Life Senior Member. Narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. Pitching is a special kind of public speaking. It requires bravery to stand in front of powerful people and propose something new. Pitching is about stripping down your idea to its barest essentials and then selling it with conviction, passion, and commitment. Executives at my old company required all young engineers to pitch their designs and plans, no exceptions, starting with the first year of their employment. The pressure was nerve-wracking, but I don't recall any loss of life. Hands down, it was the greatest lesson I learned in the world of business. After 50 years in engineering, I have never seen an engineer dismissed for incompetence, but I have seen many careers ruined because an engineer could not speak and write well. Pitching is a superb trial by fire, one to encourage engineers to recognize the incredible value of public speaking to both themselves and the companies they represent. Good corporate pitchers ascend the ladder to senior management and become the leaders of tomorrow. I hope this short audiobook provides some perspective and valuable insights into giving an effective pitch. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Thomas Edison. Harry T. Roman, IEEE Life Senior Member. Origins of the pitch. For all practical purposes, we pitch new ideas all the time, as do others. We constantly strive to convince others of our thoughts and ideas. Just think about what goes on during political gatherings and all the discussion centered around upcoming elections. People constantly present information that supports their political, social, or personal viewpoints and actions. They are pitching to folks around them. It's a basic human activity for which we are all equipped. Pitches are everywhere if we pay attention. Homespun stories vary about the genesis of the pitch. A favorite one is to use the limited free time of an executive, often the 30 seconds to 2 minutes one typically needs to ride an elevator, to pitch a new idea. Very short and to the point, this kind of pitch can be done almost anywhere inside a company. It could lead to a decision on the spot, or more likely, an executive's agreement to listen to a full-blown, more formal pitch. Anyone who has listened to a door-to-door salesman knows what a pitch is, or who has answered a ringing phone to discover they are the target of a cold marketing call. Somebody has a spiel they are going to tell you and others about. Watch out, here comes the pitch. At one point or another, we have been the pitcher and the receiver of this oral activity. But the pitch we discuss in this book is a more formal talk, one designed to make something significant happen. It requires skill and plenty of practice to make this kind of high-energy pitch successful. By the way, for parents listening to this audiobook, think about how often you try to convince your children to do or not to do something. They are not likely to listen to lengthy explanations any more than an executive waiting for you to make your point in a formal pitch session. Motivation will almost always beat mere talent. Norman Ralph Augustine. The who and why of pitching. In general, one pitches a new idea to get approval to start something new, obtain funding to continue or extend a present course of action, gain recognition for an accomplishment, or perhaps a combination of the preceding. The iconic Shark Tank television show is a fairly good approximation of what could be expected in the real world, minus the flair and ambiance of the various TV personalities. Folks who appear on this very popular show are asking for monetary resources to make their ideas become reality. It doesn't get any more visceral than asking for money. Such forums can exist in companies or within special private investment forums. Ever been interviewed by multiple people at once? More about interviews later. Pictures typically can include project managers, engineers, entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, consultants, team leaders or members, corporate officers, company reps, or potential investors. Best to remember that pitching is a formal method for presenting an idea, product, or process. Just the facts and essential details. No unnecessary embellishments. A brutally honest presentation of the facts. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. How long to pitch? So, just how long should a pitch be? Is there an optimal time to talk? That depends upon a variety of factors. Most experts would say anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the complexity of the topic being presented, amount of material or subject matter to be discussed, and the audience reviewing the pitch. When I first learned public speaking and began doing formal pitch-like presentations in the corporate environment, mentors impressed upon us that 10 minutes was an upper limit. Then they urged us to use 2 overhead slides per minute. Most of the pitches that stand out in my memory generally followed this 10-minute rule. I can certainly think of situations in business where longer time periods would be necessary. For complex pitches involving big investment dollars and senior-level consideration. Whatever the time period, it is incumbent upon the pitcher to be well aware of the time slot needed and to use it most efficiently. Certainly, a very concise presentation is always very valuable, as it allows one to pack a great deal of important information into the presentation. Short presentations always provide for lots of audience questions. Interesting discussions often arise during this stage of the pitch. Outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission. Zig Ziglar. The pitch. Let's identify the basic structure of the pitch to address the kinds of questions you might want to be ready to field from folks listening to you. What is the idea or new product? Why is it important? How are you solving this problem better, faster, or cheaper than an alternative solution? What generated your ideas for a solution? What value does your solution possess? Economic, social, environmental, or other? What is your business model? How will you get customers? Who are your competitors? What are potential threats? What is the current status of your work? What do you need to make your idea go forward? Why should anyone fund your project? What is in it for the funders? This outline is obviously a broad one to use, but it touches on the key points of what a good pitch involves. You will not get a great deal of time to make your pitch. My experience as a project manager is probably typical, perhaps 3 to 5 minutes, and a few slides for a good pitch to senior-level people, corporate folks who can give you a decision on the spot. My most challenging pitch involved a 5-year robot development and demonstration program for the utility company I worked for. I sold a $6.3 million pitch with 3 slides and a single sheet of paper handout, all done in under 5 minutes. I came back at the end of the 5-year program and obtained another $3 million to continue. That second pitch involved a couple of slides, solid economic performance proof of the first phase, and even less time talking. If you want to pitch successfully, you must communicate and do it well. You must be prepared for the audience you will be facing. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Steve Jobs. Pitch tips. Keep the whole pitch brief. Shoot for 10 minutes. If they want to hear more and have great interest, let them drive the presentation beyond the 10-minute mental time clock you've established. I once went into a brief pitch on a technology I was working on, and the company president kept me there for 90 minutes, discussing a wide range of associated technologies and subjects. I got the money I was looking for while earning the president's respect for my ability to think on my feet. Be prepared for how things can sometimes change direction. Show what your product or idea is, either graphically or in real life. If possible, bring a prototype or sample representation. Make your presentation or story as tangible as possible. As a docent at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park, when I speak about invention to audiences, I often bring along samples of one or more of my inventions, as well as photos of others. Audiences love to hold and examine a real invention. Potential investors are no different. They are more likely to respond favorably if you have representations or prototypes of what you want their resources for. Tell a story about how your product or idea can affect people, markets, and perhaps the world. Tales around the campfire are very powerful methods to convince people. Even the most ardent number crunchers love a good story. Investors are often more interested in who you are and what you have done than in your idea or product. Sounds strange, but investors are really investing in you. A proven track record says a great deal about your ability to accomplish what you say you will. It tells people they are placing their money in responsible and capable hands, a leader and manager who can make something great happen. Don't forget to talk about your team, the people you have assembled to carry out the idea's implementation. Show the audience your leadership skills in picking these people. Demonstrate how their past actions will bring unique talent to managing the investments that your company's executives will place in your hands. Modulate your voice. Stay away from sounding monotonous. Show your enthusiasm through your tone. Confidence and good enunciation make people want to listen to you. Research your audience thoroughly before you stand in front of them. Use LinkedIn and Google to find information on their experience and interests. What kinds of past investments have they made? What do they tend to look for and ask questions about? What is their short and long-term focus? Be as prepared for them as they will be for you. Convince your potential investors you know the market space, can get customers, discuss how, understand who and what the competition is, have options to deal with uncertainties, and have chosen the right team. Practice, practice, practice. Some folks like talking to a mirror, while others have their colleagues grouped together to pepper them with questions and tough comments. I grew up with this method. A really tough audience of my peers let loose on me. I remember many such episodes well and fondly. The best method is to video the presentation while your peers question you. It will quite clearly show your emotions, posture, and body language, and any annoying hand habits and such. Check out the room where the pitch will be held. If possible, I always like to practice there before my pitch. It helped me to feel comfortable, experience the acoustics, and determine the best layout for visuals I would use. Sounds a bit unusual, I know, but it always worked well for me. Dress appropriately for your organization, or if the pitch is external, for the group you are meeting with. Pitching new ideas is something you must pass along to your employees, team members, or the mentees you are working with. It is a fundamental skill in the global economy. You cannot hoard it. A fundamental part of leadership is to spread your skills to others you are responsible for. You must mentor others on how to present or make a pitch. Leadership belongs to those who take it. Sheryl Sandberg. Pitching the interview. When pitching new ideas, the pitcher is often given a de facto mini interview on the spot. Potential investors usually ask tough questions, many of which are designed to learn about the pitcher's management or leadership qualities. This tendency is absolutely normal. Investors want to know about the person who is going to manage their precious capital investments. So ask yourself this question: can pitching techniques serve double duty, as a powerful way to sell yourself and the product to be pitched? The answer is a resounding yes. At the beginning of this book, I posed the thought about sitting around a table being interviewed by multiple interrogators. isn't this analogous to giving a pitch to multiple investors? Of course it is. In deciding if you are suitable to work at a company, corporate interviewers are evaluating you and your experience as worthy of a corporate investment. So use the skills you gain in giving excellent pitch presentations to give equally excellent interviews for new jobs. When you boil an interview down to its basic components, it is telling stories about what you have previously accomplished, convincing the interviewers you have special talents to offer their company. This notion was particularly driven home to me when, in 1996, my company's executives downsized my R&D department by 50%, and I was required to rebid my job to completely new management. At the time this downsizing occurred, I had 26 years invested in my company, held 6 patents, and had published in excess of 200 technical papers, articles, and some short books. I was 47 years of age. My pitch at this time was a very big deal, a potential career buster. Throughout my career, I had several incredible mentors who taught me to keep a meticulous record of my company accomplishments and to constantly mine this personal resource. I began a major excavation of these files to develop stories about what I had accomplished in my 26 years of service and its relevance and impact on the company. In effect, each of these stories would become a mini sales pitch in response to questions my interviewers might ask. I made use of a technique known as star stories, described here. Situation. Set the context for your story. For example, we needed to reduce the radiation exposure to our nuclear plant workers. The costs to deal with radiation exposure are high and increasing. Task. What was required of you? For example, it was my responsibility to find an alternative to these rising costs and safety concerns. Activity. What you actually did. For example, I assembled an interdepartmental team and I led the assessment and potential benefits to using mobile robotic technology. Ultimately, I obtained funding to demonstrate the application of mobile robots in our 2 nuclear power plants. Result. How well the situation played out. For example, throughout the 8 years of this program rollout, the robot saved $3 in operating costs annually for every $1 invested in robot hardware. The program gained international acclaim, garnered 6 company patents, and earned $635,000 in royalties from intellectual property developed. The cost of each robot's development was heavily leveraged through partnerships with the robot developers, who typically contributed 40% of the costs. It is vitally important that these star stories be heavily detailed. The number of people on the team, amount of corporate funding involved, results obtained, savings, benefit costs, patents, impact on the company, reputation, how testing and evaluation was performed, how people from the nuclear plants were involved, management feedback and review, etc. Outline your accomplishments without hesitation. Sell that product. Pitch yourself. I had lots of star stories ready to go, as I had worked for many years in the R&D department, and I had taught the subject as an adjunct graduate professor at my old engineering college. In every major technology area I had been involved in, I was 3 deep in star stories. When the interview questions came, I just pulled out the star stories. As a longtime public speaker and project manager, my oral skills were nicely honed. About 2 weeks after the interview process wrapped up, the secretary for the new manager who conducted the departmental interviews told me the new manager wanted to see me. Her big smile told me everything I needed to know. He welcomed me into his office, and he told me I was rehired. His next statement blew me away. He told me my star stories were so well-spoken and presented, I was the top point scorer of the people who chose to seek rehire, and of other company personnel as well who wanted to try and become an R&D hire. In all, I was number 1 top dog of the 30-plus interviewees. I was flying high. I am a very big fan of star stories and keeping accurate career files, something I do even after retiring, as I now consult and work with many interesting organizations. I recommend you check out my 3-volume IEEE USA ebook, available from the IEEE USA shop at IEEEUSA.org/shop, The Living Resume. It provides a great perspective about closely tracking your career and making sure you can tell a cogent story about yourself if necessary. It saved my career. This has been Pitching Your Ideas and Yourself, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lookabaugh.